Salam alaikum and what's up everyone? Welcome to another segment of TG Let's Talk, where we talk photography, video, and content, and everything in between. Today's special guest is Stevie Khan, Dubai-based photographer, landscape photographer, and moon chaser. So this is going to be an exciting conversation. What's up, Stevie Khan? Welcome, man.
Thank you for having me, my friend.
Oh, no, it's a great pleasure on my end, man. I was excited. Actually, we're saving for some of the cool conversations that we're going to have about photography for you, man. Can you introduce yourself to the world?
I can try. My name is Stevie Khan. I'm a photographer. I've been in Dubai for 11 years. I'm originally from England, from London, and left, as we all do, to come and live in this incredible city. I started with a 2-year plan, as everyone has when they first move here. 11 years later, here I am, and I'm absolutely in love with this city. I love taking photographs. I love living here, and I live here with my beautiful South African wife and my daughter, who's just turned 1 year old about 3 months ago.
Amazing. And you could definitely have a beautiful family. And also, you could tell that you're happy in Dubai based on the photos that we see, man.
Ah, thanks. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to photograph in this city, TG, that you never run out of content. It's incredible when you're constantly looking for new angles. You can always find one. And I think that's what's so good about living here.
You know, it's interesting that you said that, because a lot of people send messages and say, well, you guys take amazing photos because you live in a beautiful place. You know, I live in such and such area, which I don't want to name, and we have nothing beautiful. What do you say to people like that?
Well, I think, you know, everywhere in the world has its own beauty. You know, in Dubai, we have cityscapes, but we don't have a lot else around that. There's not the, you know, sweeping landscapes that you get if you're in somewhere like Switzerland. So you've got to make the most of what is around you. Where in Dubai, we can go out and we can photograph tall buildings. If you live out in the countryside, you can go and photograph beautiful waterfalls, or you can go and photograph forests, or you can shoot the Milky Way because there's a lack of light pollution. So there's always something you can photograph. You just got to be a bit more creative and different in what your subject is going to be.
I completely agree with you. I myself come from New Jersey. New Jersey is not known for being a beautiful place. However, they do have mountains, trees, waterfalls. These are things that you could find in almost every state in the U.S. and across the country, across the world, you know, in different areas, like you said.
Well, I think, TG, you've just sold it to me. I think we need to go on a little photo mission to New Jersey.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, when was the last time you went home anyway?
Oh, man, it's been 10 years, man. It's been 10 years.
There you go.
It's time for a visit. It is time for a visit. But what you said is absolutely true. I mean, it's all on a perspective. Every place has its beauty. But to us, naturally as humans, the grass is always greener on the other side. You know, it's always prettier somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Cool. So let's jump to your moon photography, man, because I'm excited to talk about that. So now, look, you are getting a reputation for being the moon chaser, and rightfully so. Your moon shots are epic, and I mean, you're just taking them to another level every time. Your last moon shot that I saw had color on the moon, which was so amazing, you know. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, first of all, thanks for the kind word, TG. That means a lot to me. You know, I love moon chasing. I think every time you post a shot of the moon, you get such an incredible response from people, because they really do look at this incredible thing, this big cheese in the sky. And when they see it in photos over the city or over a unique building, it really does create such an impression on people. So I apologize for my daughter in the background screaming.
No worries. No worries. It's okay.
This is the joys of being homeschooled in quarantine.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah, I know the feeling.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, what we were talking about with the moon photography, they really do create such an impression on people when you show them photos of the moon. And that's what I love, you know, adding an element that you don't see every day. And it takes a lot of preparation for these shots. Like you have to plan out where you're going to be, where you're going to stand, what your focus point is going to be. Are you going to focus on the Burj Khalifa? Are you going to focus on the Marriott Marquis, the Burj Al Arab, whatever it is? And you need to plan well in advance what your alignment is going to be. So we as photographers tend to use apps nowadays because everything is on the phone and it's easy. And the one that we all use is one called PhotoPills. And it's great because it tells you where the moon is going to be on a certain day at a certain time. And it even has an augmented reality function where you can see through your phone where the moon is going to appear in whatever direction your phone is facing through the camera on the phone. So that's really cool. And obviously that makes it a lot easier for us.
Absolutely. Now, one thing you pointed out, which I thought was interesting, is you plan your shot and you look for a foreground and you look for an element to have in front of the moon.
Well, there's every photographer has their own agenda. I know for you and I, we don't like to add things that aren't in our shot. We're not these types who want to create something out of nothing. You know what creative minds there are behind taking shots where they can add Milky Ways to whatever photo they like. You and I like to keep it genuine. So those shots that you see of the moon rising above skylines or buildings that we take, they are all genuine. They're all real. Now,
Absolutely.
Photoshop gets a bit of a bad rep because when people say, oh, it's Photoshopped, generally people think it's fake. But Photoshop
Yes.
itself is a brilliant editing tool. And in fact, you
Absolutely.
need to use Photoshop to create those photos. Because when you're shooting the moon at night, you need to take two shots and add them together. If you're taking a shot during the day, it doesn't matter so much. But during the nighttime, because the moon is very, very bright and the skyline is very, very dark, you need to take two different shots at different settings and then just merge them into one. So we do use Photoshop to do that. But in terms of adding other elements that aren't there, we don't do that. Everything you see is real and happened at the time.
Amazing, amazing. And then if people, so because you said a lot of good, valuable information there. Now, if people want to learn how to do what you just said, the merging of two photos together, the stacking, the photoshopping, where could they go to learn about how to do that?
We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Well, there is a very good brand that has just started up about 2 months ago called Living the Lens. You might have heard of it, TG.
Yes, sir.
They are offering workshops and currently virtual workshops in and around Dubai and, of course, to the rest of the world via Zoom. And you can learn to use Photoshop. You can learn moon photography. You can learn absolutely everything to do with photography through those four guys. I think one of them is called Isan, another's called Stevie, the other two are called Andy and Pete. And if you want to learn more about how to use Photoshop to blend two photos or to just take moon shots, you're unsure how, what settings to use on your camera, just to take a shot of the moon on its own, I suggest you follow Living the Lens and you can find out through one of our workshops.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. This is something that we ventured on together, and I think it's such an amazing thing that we're doing. And and given the timing, the circumstances that we're in, and we had Andy give a virtual workshop about wildlife. Yourself gave one about the moon, which is amazing. And then we have Nick giving one about I believe Golden Hour, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so and this and these are free. These are free workshops, for now.
Exactly. And that's the best part, We're all stuck inside. We're all in this terrible situation that's going on currently around the world. So why not use that spare time you have at home to try and learn something new? Just log into one of our virtual workshops. They last for between 45 minutes to an hour and just learn something new that you've never done before. And I think TG, we've discussed this many times personally when we've been out on our photo missions together. You never ever stop learning in photography, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You learn something new every single time. We learn from each other. We learn from working and watching each other. I mean, I pick up some things on your angles and it's just fun. It's all good fun stuff.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about.
So what's next for Stevie Khan? What do we what plans do you have for photography next? I was going to ask you travel, but we're going to take travel out of the equation for now. And we want to know, what are your local plans after this whole situation, which we'll touch up on a little bit with the coronavirus. Once this is all over and done with, what's your plan to when you first head out? Do you have anything planned out for photography?
Absolutely. As we discussed with Living the Lens, you know, we really want to grow this brand and this community. And part of Living the Lens and why we came up with the name Living the Lens is because we live the lens ourselves. We are all extremely passionate about our trade. We love photography. We love videography. We love time lapse. We love everything to do with going out and creating content. And that's why we called it Living the Lens. So we want to build on that. We are offering one-to-one and, of course, group workshops. And once we're all allowed to go back outside again and take photographs normally as we would normally do, we will be offering workshops and we will be offering at least one or two every month. So that's the aim, to grow the brand Living the Lens, to grow the community. We want to just go out and shoot with people. You know, there's no restrictions on that as well. Sometimes we just want to go out and meet new people and socialize and take some shots. And, you know, those are the plans. And as well as that, as you mentioned, hopefully being able to travel as well, because I don't know about you, but I've massively got the travel bug since we've not been allowed to.
Oh, my goodness, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, it's just I can't wait till the doors are open and they say you can go travel, do what you it's funny how the things we take for granted, like even going across borders nearby where we live here. Oh, man. And again, that would be such an adventure right now.
Oh, I really would. Even just going out to the desert right now would be an adventure, TG.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. All right. So I want to touch up on another thing, rooftops.
Yes.
So you and I were known for rooftopping, and, you know, as far as our community and the people that know us. And if you look at our feeds, you will see a lot of shots from rooftops. But, I see what you do many times, and this is how I react to the community as well, is my photography is not only about rooftopping. So rooftopping is an amazing thing because it's different, it's fun, it's a unique perspective. But what's your take on rooftopping for people that want to follow in your footsteps or follow what you're doing because they enjoy the style of photography that you do?
Yeah, it's a great question, TG, and it's one that you and I personally get asked a lot. Rooftopping is fun. There's no doubt about it. It's great. You can go up to new heights and you can capture images from an angle that not many people have seen before. True. But at the same time, it does, you know, it does push on your creativity a little, because at the end of the day, you know, if you go up to a rooftop with two, three other guys, you're all pretty much going to get the same shots. There's not a lot you can do that's different. And yes. I think that's one of the disadvantages of rooftoping. I think, you know, the best photographers, in my opinion, are the guys who get out there, they travel, they explore, they find a new location, and then they find something really interesting, whether it be patterns or rock formations or whatever it may be, and they create a landscape shot that no one else or very few people will actually take. And I think those photographers are the ones that I respect the most. You know, amazing. Anyone can go up the rooftop and take a picture of the Burj Khalifa.
Absolutely. I totally, totally agree with you. Completely agree with you. 100%. All right. Now for the hot question, man. We need to touch up on the situation. So we are all stuck given the coronavirus situation. You know, may God help us and bless us all and give patience to the people that are struggling in other countries. What have you been doing to cope with the situation, to stay positive, stay motivated, stay focused? Because, you know, the first few days sitting at home, you know, okay, great, you know, but when you're there for like a few weeks, what do you do? How do you stay positive and motivated?
That's another great question, TG. And, you know, I think staying positive is the most important thing that you need to practice. You can get into a very negative spiral. You know, you can watch the news all day. You can go onto Worldometer. You can check the numbers. And, you know, you soon spiral into a very negative pattern because, sadly, you know, the news that is coming out is dismal, to say the least. It's really not a good situation, and very sadly, there are lives being lost in great numbers.
Absolutely.
So, I think you need to mentally just kind of escape from that a little bit. I know it sounds harsh, but you just need to detach yourself. And I think the best way to do that is to learn new things, is to work out, is to have a gym session at home, try and learn a new skill. Of course, in photography, there's always something new that you can learn. So I think it's important to, go onto YouTube, for example, and just watch a few YouTube videos, learn something new that you didn't know, or, try cooking for the first time if you've never even cooked
There you
before.
go. Yes.
Just keep your mind ticking up. A lot of people suggesting reading books. This is fantastic. And I would love to do all of the above, but sadly I have a young child, so
Yeah.
it
Hey,
doesn't
she
leave
keeps you
me
busy.
with a lot of time to do anything, to be honest, apart from clean up after her.
There you go.
But
Hey, what's
sorry to interrupt, but you need to be in a positive mindset. And there's many, many great people offering things for free right now, like Ricardo and Nadine, for example. Very positive people. They're offering meditation classes, they're offering fitness workouts, and I think you need to do these things just to kind of kick in the endorphins into your mind and just remain positive in this terrible situation.
That's great advice, and is it's really amazing when humans come together to help each other out. I thought that was fascinating, but people started going online everywhere and offering things and offering their services and ways that they can help virtually. We could all still communicate. And you touched up on working out. Going through my Instagram feed, half of my Instagram feed works out, the other half bakes and cooks at home. So it's interesting, but it's cool. It's really,
Absolutely.
really cool.
Yeah. Well, how's the working out going for you?
Well, I'm dieting. Believe it or not, I'm down almost 20 pounds.
I do believe that. There's no
I'm
knock.
down. I am not eat, man. I'm telling you, I'm really trying to be careful because this is a situation where if you let loose and you're staying home, yeah, it can really go bad food-wise. You can really gain some pounds.
Absolutely. I've already had warnings from my fridge telling me to socially distance.
There you go. All right. One last thing to add in there on living the lens. So there's some stuff going on. What can we update people with the new things that are happening with living the lens?
We have Nick Arundel doing a golden hour workshop, as you mentioned before, on Wednesday. And of course, TG, you can tell everyone about your own one next Sunday.
There you go. Night photography, man, or long exposures. I forgot what we're gonna call it, but yeah, somewhere along those lines. Good deal. Well, listen, Stevie, thank you for spending 20 minutes with us. It's been about 20 minutes. Always good having you aboard, my friend. Good chatting with you. And if you guys want to know more about Stevie Khan, you could check him out at Stevie Khan on Instagram. And if people want to know more about Stevie Khan, Stevie, why don't you actually tell them what other platforms or where can they find you?
Pretty much on Instagram.
All right. Okay. So if they have questions and if they want to DM you, they could just go on Instagram. And if they want to reach out to you, they could reach out through Living the Lens as well. And good deal.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure chatting with you, TG. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, guys, that was my interview with Stevie Khan. Thank you for tagging along. If you'd like to know more about me and my podcast and what I do, you can check me out on TG from Dubai on Instagram and on all other platforms. All right, catch you on the next one. Salaam alaikum.